I'm not sitting there trying to figure out, okay, how can I sell services or how can we develop a product? And it's not about that. It's about genuinely connecting with one another and authentically helping each other and then building a community and doing business from there.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I have one of my favorite women in tech on the show with me. We are here in Santa Monica, California today. She goes all around LA. I don't know how this girl gets around. She's based in Orange County, which is just south on the way to San Diego. If you're like leaving the beach area in Santa Monica, it's just south. But she's amazing. We're going to get into it. Stephanie Mountain.
Dun, dun, dun. Thanks, Esprit, for having me. I appreciate it.
So one of my favorite things about Steph is how authentic she is. And I don't say that lightly. This girl does more volunteer work than I've ever seen. She is so just supportive and spirited about everybody she meets and every company that she works with. And I'm really inspired by not only her work ethic, but her devotion to just being a committed human. And so, Steph, how did you become who you are today?
Well, first of all, I have to say all of those things right back in return to you, Esprit. You are a leader in this community, and thank you for being so successful and so amazing at what you do.
Thank you.
So I am in business development for a software development organization called Bixly, and we provide extra resources for anywhere from a small startup to a medium-sized company that just needs extra development resources. So I originally grew up in Kansas, so I think, people from the Midwest like to tout the fact that being from the Midwest gives you a certain kind of down-to-earth, authentic approach. So I like to genuinely connect with people, and as far as doing business with development for Bixly is concerned, I like to authentically connect with people in the tech community and see how we can provide resources.
And when did you get involved in the tech world? Not professionally, just an interest in it.
So started very young. I had a brother that owned every gaming system ever created. We had Commodore 64, we had the Atari, we had the Sega, the Nintendo, et cetera, et cetera. He was a huge gamer, always beating me in everything we played, except for Mario Kart. I still hold the championship there. and then went to college, took programming and software development courses. I do like people, and so I like interacting with people, and I've stayed on the sales marketing side of technology companies, and I started my career with Garmin in Kansas City.
Insane. As most of you know by now, Casey Neistat is one of my favorite YouTubers who wears the Garmin watch every time he runs. And how important has coding been to developing your career in technology?
So I think it helps me connect to the community in a more genuine level. It's coming from a place of I understand it. I appreciate the art and science of it. And so it's not like I come from a completely different background. I have intrinsic interest in the technology and I have an understanding of how it works, but maybe to the point where, you know, I can pull in my colleagues to help finish out the conversation that are a little bit more technical than I am.
And how do you utilize technology today in, because you said you have a love for people, and so you pivoted from coding yourself full time and really representing a reputable coding firm, right? Is that how you would describe it? She's like, no, not really.
So I was in marketing for Garmin. So the extent of my coding experience was college. So I never really did it professionally. So, but I was working with the software and actually hardware engineers at Garmin pretty closely. So for me, it's played a large role in actually being genuinely connected with the work that it takes to get these projects done and understanding, you know, software development is very nuanced, especially when it comes to small bug fixes that can make major changes on the back end. So understanding that and having a, you know, being very connected with that helps me in my business development role.
And who are some of the leaders in the business space that you look up to that you kind of emulate after?
You know, I have to say, like, I've been consumed with following Jill Rowley. She did all the sales training for the Oracle sales teams, and she's a leading speaker on techniques and practices in approach to social selling and just being very authentic. So that always be closing, cold calling, you know, hard driving sales rep stereotype is not something that I've ever connected with. And when I first started listening to her speak, everything that she portrays is exactly how I feel about how this, business development should be approached. And it's very authentic and it's very genuine and connecting with people and providing value before, you know, you even start to talk about how you can help them.
You 100,000,000% do that.
I try.
No, you don't just try. You do. This girl blows me away. And what, like, when times get tough and you have a challenge in your work life, what's the kind of mindset you have to overcome it and kind of demolish that challenge?
So, I mean, I work out. So, like, going back to Garmin, you know, I did my first triathlon in the ocean last fall. It was the Malibu. In Malibu, it was
awesome.
The Equinox Triathlon. So I think when I face professional obstacles, I always fall back on being an athlete or working out. But in a professional context, I work very closely with our CEO, Nick Wortley, and he's just amazing. And the fact that they've created a very kind of young, fun, and transparent culture, it's that quote that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So if you don't create a strong culture, then you can strategize all year and nothing's going to work. So I think Nick and Adam at Bixley have created a great culture. So I can go to him with anything that says, you know, hey, this approach isn't working. How can we change this? What can we do that can be better? And working with great people is a key part to overcoming obstacles.
What kind of companies do you look for when you want to take a role with someone? Like, what are some of the things within their culture that stand out to you?
So I think you could say I'm a product of my generation in the sense that I like freedom and flexibility. So, the fact that I work remotely, the fact that I'm always connecting with people, whether it's in LA or Orange County, the fact that I can do my work from a coffee shop or home or an office or a WeWork space, it doesn't matter. So I like that flexibility and I like kind of being on the go. So the fact that I think a company that can see that about me and appreciate that and needs that is always going to be a great fit for me.
What's the best lesson you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dreams?
It can be a little bit cliche, but, you know, fear is temporary and regret is forever. So, you know, the fear of getting outside of your comfort zone, the fear of moving to a different state or country, the fear of taking on a project you don't think you can do, the things that everybody, I think, kind of struggles with. And so for me, it's, you know, getting my feet underneath me in Southern California, getting networked in the tech community, finding a great company like Bixley and doing great work with them, just kind of overcoming like what you think you can do versus actually what you can actually get out and do in reality.
And you do a lot of volunteering here in the LA tech community. And a lot of people have come to me throughout the years and said that they volunteer because they find it to be really beneficial both in their personal and professional life. Would you say you've had the same experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So the authenticity involved in helping someone else and getting connected with people in a community-based way, I appreciate We Are LA Tech because, you know, you're bringing back that backyard barbecue feel to a community that has grown, you know, tenfold. And so I appreciate opportunities like this to say, you know, oh, I met him at a We Are LA Tech event and we went sailing and he's the most awesome person ever. And I'm not sitting there trying to figure out, okay, how can I sell, you know, how can I sell services or how can we develop a product? And it's not about that. It's about genuinely connecting with one another and authentically helping each other and then building a community and doing business from there.
And how can people connect with you online? Where can they find you? I know you're Instagram extraordinaire.
My Instagram handle is kind of weird. So it's mountain53114. I'm on Twitter at mountain14. And then I'm on Facebook. I think I'm pretty sure I'm the only Stephanie Mountain on Facebook. And I'm on LinkedIn and I use LinkedIn on the daily.
What's one tip you would share with everyone? I mean, I've heard time and time again in all the business books I've read, the number one skill to have in order to be the most successful entrepreneur you could possibly be is sales. And I know it's sometimes an icky word, but hey, if no one wants to buy the product that you have, the company can't exist. So what's one tip you could give us all, something that we could think about and do today that will make us more effective communicators?
I mean, I think that icky feeling comes from the traditional ideology that got created around sales. So, you know, I hate to bash on Alec Baldwin, but that clip from that movie where he's like, always be closing. He's very hard. He's just hard driving and just irritating. And I just think that the more that people that are in sales kind of overcome that, and that's why I'm so profoundly, you know, involved or entrenched by the message that Jill Rowley puts out there, because it's just be more chill, like just chill out and be authentic. And actually, and the more other people that you help, the more you'll get helped in return versus this hard driving, quote unquote, quota crushing, weird mentality that got created. And I think that's what people don't like. It's definitely what our generation does not like.
Totally.
And we can, you know, we can sense it within seconds.
Totally. Let me tell you, on a side note, or not side note, however you guys want to choose to receive it, but why Steph means so much to me. So I've done a ton of events with We Are LA Tech. Stephanie's always the first person to say, you know, I'll be there if you need me, like I'll support you. But there was one specific event where she literally volunteered her time. I swear it had to be like 12 hours of just like consistent enthusiasm on behalf of We Are LA Tech when I was in a bind. And it just blew my mind how authentically committed she was to supporting me in my success. And it told me so much about her and her character. And it's been consistent through and through. We've known each other for a little while now. And I mean, it literally is who she is. She doesn't have like some agenda. If she does, then she is the most amazing actress I've ever met, and you're in the wrong profession. You know, like she really just does it from the goodness of her heart because she believes in the better good of like an ecosystem and of human beings. And so that's why I was really excited to have her on the Women in Tech podcast and share her story. And I think it's important to remember that we may love the world of technology, but we also have to be outstanding business people in order to win at this game that we're playing. And I mean, read any business book. What's the number one thing you have to be good at if you're going to be in business? And it's sales. And whether it's you doing the sales or finding the right teammate to represent your company for you, you need to have the right, you know, infrastructure and team in place in order to get your product message out there. And so I thought it was really important to have Steph on and to talk about how she builds those relationships, how she views this crazy world of sales and her background in being in technology and how she applied that technology in a way that's not necessarily coding herself, but how she still got to maintain a relationship with the world that she loves while connecting with people.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. And I know you hate it when I turn things back on you, but you are an actual perfect example of you reap what you sow. So jumping in and volunteering for you is a no-brainer because you give of yourself in a very authentic and genuine and professional way and to the community at large. So it's easy to see things like that come back towards you and towards We Are LA Tech.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys definitely be sure to connect with Stephanie further on Instagram. She has the most crazy handle. What is your Instagram handle again?
It's my last name. So it's Mountain and then it's 53114.
Or on Twitter.
I'm just Mountain14 on Twitter.
And to check out Bixly.
Yeah. So Bixly is online at Bixly.com. So they are Bixly.com.
You guys definitely make sure to connect with Steph. You could also connect with the Women in Tech podcast by going to Women at Women in Tech Show on Twitter. And then be sure to check out the Women in Tech Facebook group. WomenInTechVIP.com takes you straight there. That's WomenInTechVIP.com. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. This has been your lovely host, Esprit Devora. Bye. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films. Show notes provided by Carl Marty. Music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon.